welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for February the 16th, 2025. Well, how this happens. You know, people ask me questions in what I call bunches. And these bunches basically are where people have questions that are related to each other, and they come from different parts of the world even, but they seem to be, prevalent. And I have another question. Yesterday it was about Ellen and where do you begin to do a practice? And the next one here is from Mike, and he's from the Northwest, he says. And he says, how does one, after listening to you, inject a practice into a daily life? It seems like it would be very difficult. Well, Mike, it's you don't inject it. You surrender to it. You must see a couple of things. And this is something that my students don't even get, and they're in proximity with me, so they don't get it either. You and I live, if we live bodily from our human body, we live futile lives. Our bodies will always be purporting to us all sorts of difficulties and problems, all sorts of them. And these difficulties and these problems are consequences that we have created for ourselves in and throughout our life. I listen to pundits on YouTube here and there, and they say, you know, life is teaching you something. And when bad things happen, it's a lesson. They happen for you, not to you, and things like that. All these little crazy ideas. The truth of the matter is, Mike, we are experiencing the ramifications of all of the consequences of the way we are. And the way we are is just as we are. We don't really want to know much about ourselves. We just want to know the positives and then how to accentuate that and get what we want. Have you ever stood back, Mike, really stood back and realized where you are, why you are here, how this all works? Why are you experiencing the things you're experiencing? Where did they come from? Do you think life has a persona, a personality, is a god, and then says to you, well, Mike, you did this and you did that, and you deserve a trip to Las Vegas and win money, or you deserve to have only good things happen to you because you're such a good person and la, 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 all that assumptive belief that we have. Do you think that's the way it works? Do you think that the way life works is that it rewards and punishes? Trying to teach thee and me a lesson about, well, whatever it is that is our lesson. Do you think that's the way it is? Well, it's not. That's not the way it works, and that will never be the way it works. But that's the way we like to think it works. We have taken this whole thing and I think what I call make it parental. If you were a good boy, you got a cookie. And if you were a bad boy, well, you got a cookie anyway. So depending on your parents. But this is all baloney. It's pure horse shit. And I just can't say enough about the idea that you inject it, that you don't inject it, you surrender to it. It has to change your life. And in the beginning, like I told Ella yesterday, it is hell. It is absolute hell to really realize, could I have been that wrong? And is it quote unquote wrong for me to want good things that I have been taught I don't deserve, things like that? This is all just garbage. And how do I make myself good enough to have good things? These are terrible things that we invoke upon ourselves. And I have a real hard time with it when I hear pundits and teachers talk about it. So It is to discover your authentic nature. And that authentic nature is totally against whatever it is you believe in, whatever it is you think you're doing. It's very, very difficult for the average person to understand. So when we're talking about learning about the state of our being and how that state of being operates, that is something that requires an immense amount of patience. And if you haven't got the patience for awakening, you first have to learn what you need to learn. And that is that this whole thing is futile, the way we live our life. I mean, think about it. You're born on a boat headed in a direction you have no idea where it's going to lead to. You don't know how you got on the boat. You take a look around at the people on the boat with you. They're all involved in crazy deck games. This is a wonderful story that I offer my students. And then you see people falling off the side of the boat, disappearing and never being seen again. But how everybody is terribly nonchalant about it all. They just go, well, it happens, you know, and they go back to their deck games. If you can't see the profoundness of that little story, then you're not ready for the work and you can't inject it into your life. You must surrender what you think of as your life and move into the basic life, your real life, the beauty of your life. And that means surrender. Now, when you hear those words like surrender and such, you have to understand that strikes a chord in you that you don't want to do, because who surrenders? You know, this isn't a good thing. He's asking me to surrender. Surrender to what? Is he going to hurt me? Is he going to take advantage? No, no, no. You have to be willing to see the first thing, and that is the futility of this life, the way we have lived it, and the way we have set it up in society and government, and then want to transcend it, to rise above it, to go into what I call the rarefied air of love. But this takes practice, immense practice, dedication, fortitude, and patience. Now, you have to ask yourself if you have any of those qualities or all of them. And my bet would be, not so much. Not so much. Especially if you have entered into society and have found it to be usable, plausible, comfortable. Until you recognize that there is more to this thing called our life than the consequences of how we have lived our life. Until you have recognized that, nothing of any great advantage will happen to you. The ilk of the practice will not be clear to you. You will think you are just following dictates of things to do that will get you what you think you want. And with all that being said, a lot of very difficult things are going to happen to you. I guarantee it. So, no, you don't inject it. You surrender your life to have the life. And that's a big deal, to surrender your life to have the life that is the goodness of your being, a life of nobility, of virtue. And that is just not something that America is much interested in, and I understand why, and I get it. So you think about what I've said to you here, and maybe, like Ella, you can go get a book and read a book, and that'll be as far as it goes. If you read a book, you're going to need to read Determined by Robert Sapolsky, Sapiens by Harari, and Homo Deus by him, and those will give you some sense of clarity as to what you need to really do. And if you do that, then get in contact with me and we'll see what happens. But probably little. Anyway, thank you, Mike, for your kind comments too on the side. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air next week. Please forgive me. Namaste.